How far would you go to avoid embarrassment?
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
In my case, I drove around the block.
Oh, really?
When last week, I drove home at one point, and I passed, I was like, oh, that's a lemonade stand, which, by the way, cropping up everywhere.
Yeah, they are out there.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's a lemonade stand. Aren't they adorable? Those are my kids.
Oh, no.
It wasn't my kids. It was my kids and a whole bunch of neighbor kids working together, signs, lemonade. And I'm like, and I drove home and I'm like, should I have stopped? Should I have said hello? I have no money on me. And then I went to something else. And I came back. I was like, oh, no. If I drive by them again.
Oh, no.
And they recognize me and they wave and like, oh, they're going to want me to stop it. I drove around the block and went home. And so I didn't have to go buy my own children.
You didn't go to the ATM or anything like that?
No.
Oh.
I don't like lemonade. But they were working it hard. Oh, it was fun. It was fun to then come home. And then later that night, there's a little knock on the door. I go to the door and a little neighbor girl's like, here's Mercy's cut and here's Zebedee's cut. I was like, oh, it's so adorable. So don't be Ryan. Stop. Don't go around the block. Here's First Things First from Consumed by Fire on Kinship Radio.